Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am excited. I was so excited that we're starting the show late today. So I do apologize for our audience who was waiting for us to start exactly at 2 o'clock p.m. But today, as our topic will reflect, the reason for my tardiness on the show today. But it is September 4, 2015, and it is that wonderful Friday. And today the question we'll be asking is, did you know that? Now you're going to be asking yourself, what will she be talking about and answering the question, did you know that? Well, today is a day we'll be talking about for entrepreneurs, how can you impact your business, impact your life with the traditional and non-traditional educational systems? And I say that as I am here today on a three-day workshop, retreat, and it is powerful. Today is the first day and having a great time at Emerge Retreat with Kelly Kijosh. Hopefully I said her last name correctly, here in Boca Raton, Florida, and we are having a great time really being imparted, because what I truly come to realize in being an entrepreneur, you have to continually educate yourself. You continually have to be in like-minded atmospheres. And I will say, for me as an entrepreneur, my background being in healthcare, I have 2 degrees. I did graduate work, seminary training. And despite that, there, as an entrepreneur, that is a great foundation to have the credibility and authority in this space that I speak as a life and business coach, author, and speaker, because I'm bringing not only my professional educational training, but I'm also bringing my life experiences. But something else that I've come to realize, and being a business owner, and not only that, and someone who's striving to be successful, and not to say to be successful just so I could say I'm wealthy and I've arrived, really to have more reach, because the individuals that truly are making a difference in our world and our community, they are wealthy, not just with money, but they're wealthy with resources, with talent, with contacts. And in doing so and in reaching that place or that level in life, you continually have to educate yourself on the traditional and non-traditional track. So the traditional track of education is after you graduate from high school, people generally go get a 4-year degree. And then from there, people tend to go to graduate school or get a professional degree, or they go and get certifications or diplomas in the educational track. And when we talk about traditional education, we're talking about the universities, at the colleges, where there's more academia focus. And there's nothing wrong with that. I am so grateful, of course, of being a Gator, first of all, where I received my Bachelor of Science in Health Science Education as a health educator. And I had a great time. Being at the University of Florida helped me to be who I am today and realizing my leadership gifts and talents. I was surrounded by the best leaders, I believe, in our world at the University of Florida when I was a student there, because they were just so hungry and they had so much ambition and drive and enthusiasm to really make the campus a great place to be, from our student government to all the other different leadership opportunities and organizations on the campus. Then in attending the University of Florida, the University of Miami, which I'm also a Cane as well, and I received my Bachelor of Nursing from UM, and it was another great experience where I was able to gain the experience of what it really means to be more academically involved, because my first degree was challenging, but it wasn't as academically rigorous or challenging as my nursing degree. So I had to learn how to study day and night and night and day. I lived in North Miami. I would drive all the way to Coral Gables, go to class, and be on campus all day after my classes so I can stay and study. And then on the weekends, of course, after I was having a little downtime, getting a little relaxation in the Miami atmosphere, but I would get up the next day, and it would be 8 o'clock in the morning. I would drive from North Miami all the way to Coral Gables, the library. I opened the library, and I closed the library, literally. And there were times when the library was 24 hours, I was studying 24 hours. When there was an exam coming up, or if there was a class that was challenging and it was considered the wean-out class where half of the class would fail, I was in that library nonstop. I had my own little desk. I almost engraved my name on the table so people could know that was my station. I was there every time you wanted to look for me and I was not in class. I meant there was no class. I was at that library, sitting at that specific table, studying my butt off to make sure that I was able to pass my class and then become and get my degree as a nurse. So in the academic world, and then, of course, going to seminary and having insights where you tie in psychology, sociology, theology with the spiritual realm, and how do you truly put all those different things together? And so that's how I truly believe in the approach of holistic approach. We are three-dimensional. We're mind, body, and soul, and I'm able to interact on those different levels because of my professional background and my professional training. But then also life experiences have come into play where life has taught me some valuable lessons. Some of them were not that great. Some of them were very great. But at the end, it helped me become a better person. But then when I come to realize, as I was transitioning outside of being a healthcare provider and life turning it's upside down for me, but yet it gave me a lot of jewels that I am grateful for today, that I realized that there's more to life than getting a degree. There's more to life than continually striving for academic success, which there is no problem. I am not against that at all. I'm actually planning to go back to school to get another degree myself. But what I realized that people who are successful, people who are truly making a difference, in a sense that they were able to impact a global perspective on a global level, like we're talking about Robert Kiyosaki, we're talking about Donald Trump, whether you may like him as a political candidate or not. I think he, you know, I'm not too, I don't endorse him as a political candidate, but as a business person, I do. All these individuals had non-traditional ways of educating people, whether it was about real estate, whether it was about financial literacy, whether it was about business, entrepreneurship. They had traditional ways of doing that by going to seminars, by going to workshops. And I've been to events such as Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is now called the Millionaire Mind Experience, with Peak Potentials, New Peaks, T. Eckhart's program, and then attending all these other different opportunities where I can go to these webinars, these workshops, these seminars, and pick up valuable information that I was not taught in school, valuable information that life taught me, but I did not know how to articulate the things that life was teaching me. And so that's why I truly believe the question I'm asking you today is, did you know that? As an entrepreneur, did you know that there's other opportunities to really tap into how to become successful as a business owner, as an entrepreneur? At one point, as I was wanting to really solidify myself as a business coach, as an entrepreneur, and become successful, I was thinking about getting my MBA. But then I realized the people that I talked to that went to great schools, such as the University of Pennsylvania, such as Harvard, such as UM, or all these other great schools that provide this prestigious degree, an MBA, they said what they're learning in the business world necessarily was not taught to them in business school. And that's why I said, you know, let me stick to what my initial goal was in getting another degree, which one day I will have a show or episode talking specifically about that goal. But if you don't know me, you'll wait till that show. And if you do know me, you know what goal I'm talking about. But as I've come to realize that business owners and entrepreneurs, and even when I look back, as a nurse in school, they taught me theory. They taught me the science of nursing, the science of the body, the science of health, the science of organs. But when I became a nurse and I was on the floor, my first year as a nurse, even though I was a nurse since the age of 16 at LPN program, a licensed practical nurse in high school, being a registered nurse, I tried to apply all the things that they were teaching me, they taught me in class, onto the floor, onto my patients. But then I was the last one to leave the floor because it was 10:30. I generally worked night shift, so 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., but it was still 10:30, and I was still on the floor working with my patients, finalizing my paperwork or finishing my chart, because I was trying to apply everything that they taught me in nursing school onto the floor. But then one day something clicked. It said what was taught to you in school was the foundation, but what you need to become a nurse is experience. It's practice. It's really going out on the floor and dealing with your patient. You know, the book is not going to tell you how do you deal with a patient that has spiritual issues. How do you deal with a patient that not only has health issues, but they have family issues that are affecting their health? Like, it's all these different concepts that school did not necessarily teach me. It taught me the foundation, the framework of what nursing is. But to actually be a nurse, I learned that on the floor. And I say that's the same thing when it comes to being a business owner, to being an entrepreneur. It's something about whether you got a degree in business administration or finance or anything that deals with the business sector or even entrepreneurship, or even if you got an MBA or if you have a PhD in business or anything along those sorts, truly understanding the value of how to succeed as a business owner is only going to happen when you have that life experience. It's only going to happen, as they say, I didn't want to use the term, but it keeps coming to my mind, going out into the trenches. When you're out there and you're grinding, or, you know, excuse this term, but hustling, you're out there and you're making ends meet. You're really trying to figure out, okay, how is this project going to work? You know, how is this product or service going to be put out there? What kind of marketing tools am I going to use? Who are my contacts? Who are my connections? It's really understanding that in order to truly be a great business owner, in order to be successful as an entrepreneur, it's okay to educate yourself in the traditional track. But once you get into the non-traditional track, that people tell you, okay, how do you really make business work? Because I've met people who would tell me that they would have professors that taught business classes, but when it came to business, they weren't really successful, or vice versa. When there was business people who were great at business skills, but they could not teach a business class. So that's why I say there's a connection between traditional educational system and non-traditional education system. And what I'm coming to understand is, great to have the traditional education system, but the value that I'm gaining in life and to succeed, and to not only succeed, but to also thrive in life and not just survive, has come from the non-traditional educational tracks that I've taken. Whether it's, like I said, you know, doing the seminars, doing the workshops, and I'll also be telling about an opportunity for entrepreneurs to find out about a workshop that will be happening locally in South Florida to help you to get started on your non-traditional track of becoming an entrepreneur. And it was so inspiring to realize that I didn't necessarily have to get a degree in business in order to be successful. I necessarily did not have to go to business school in order to live out my dreams as a business owner. I'm able to do so by actually being out there and putting it trial and error, really putting my skill sets to the test and saying, you know, hey, this is possible, that I just have to continue work at it and perfect that craft as I move forward. And also finding people who can teach me those skill sets. When I first started becoming an entrepreneur, I read so many different books. I was literally at the bookstore getting every book that Robert Kiyosaki read, getting every book that Donald Trump read, get every book that Kim Kiyosaki wrote. I was reading all their books, all the books that they wrote. I was trying to put my hands on it because it was giving me such valuable information that was practical. It was some theory, but most of all, it was practical, and I can actually apply it into my business. I can actually apply it into my system and becoming an entrepreneur and being a successful business owner. And so it's one of those things, and even reading books like from Napoleon Hill, Following Bill Proctor, now connecting with Renegade Global Entrepreneur with Andrew J. Case, I think I said his last name, hopefully I said it correctly, and finding about these great mentors in the world and the business aspect on marketing, such as Jim Rohn, such as the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, such as Dan Kennedy. I mean, the list could go on and on about the gurus that are truly impacting the non-traditional way of learning about life, of learning about how to be successful as a business owner. And so as I share that, I want to share an opportunity as the founder and president of PowerPack Success Coaching Program. There's an opportunity coming to you, that it is possible for you to live out your goals and dreams. It is possible for you to be a successful entrepreneur. And I say that by the people I connect. I say that with my own experience, that I'm enjoying the life of an entrepreneur. I mean, yes, there are some days that you're just like, security, I can go back to nursing and make six figures. I can go back to nursing and live this lifestyle that I intended to live. But then the freedom is not there. I'm not able to wake up when I want to wake up. I'm not able to impact or spend time with people that God has called me to spend time with, because I'm not confined to working for someone, that I'm working for myself. And so there is freedom. There is liberty in being a business owner. There's liberty and freedom in being an entrepreneur. And if you are someone that you don't necessarily need the security, or you can live without security, or you even want to challenge yourself to realize that working a 9-to-5 or working in corporate America or working for someone else is not giving you the goals or dreams that you want to live out in your life, then I give you the permission. Because sometimes I think people don't live out their goals and dreams because no one has given them the permission. I give you the permission today to take that big leap and step into the role as an entrepreneur. Now, I'm not telling you to leave your 9-to-5 job. In the interim, while you're at your 9-to-5 job, start working on your business, whatever that is, whatever hobby or goals or what you love to do. If you're working right now for somebody and you really don't love it, but you're getting paid for it, why not do something that you love and get paid for it as an entrepreneur? Turn that hobby into a capitalizing opportunity. Monetize it. Turn it into a business that you're able to wake up in the morning and have the joy of saying, I'm living the dream that I want to live, and I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm getting paid for it. And that's the great thing about being an entrepreneur, that you have no ceiling in how much money you can make. You are able to make as much money as you want, because you are the one that limits yourself. You are the one that tells yourself, today I only want to work 5 hours. I already met my, five coaching clients for the day. I've already made my goals that I need to make on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. I can take the rest of the time off. You have the opportunity to live life on your own terms. And at Power Pack Success Coaching Program, we are having that opportunity for you. On October 24, 2015, we are having a one-day intensive workshop called Fast Track, where from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., you will have 4 business coaches, myself as the Passion and Purpose Activator, Raj Anderson as a Transformational Business Strategist with an MBA, and she's an NLP or Neuro-Linguistics Practitioner, as well as Dennis Price, who is the Entrepreneur Mindset Trainer with Tony Robbins, also a neuro-linguistics practitioner. And then Biba Perdon, who's our marketing expert. She is sales, marketing, and networking. And having these 4 coaches to come and work with you and help you to live your dreams. Because what we do at the Power Pack Success Coaching Program, you are going to get your business masterpiece. The business masterpiece is as what people may call it, the business portfolio or the business plan, but we call it the business masterpiece, because this masterpiece is the key to unlock your ability to live life on your own terms. But before our event, we are excited to say that today we'll be launching information about our upcoming webinar. Our webinar is taking place on Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find information on our Facebook page on Power Pack Success Coaching Program, or you can connect with me on Facebook, Fayola Delica Business Coach. And then you'll also find contacts to all the other coaches who will have a posting of this upcoming webinar on their social media as well. And during this webinar, the question will be, what we'll be targeting is fear to freedom, how to upstart your biz webinar. And during this time, we're going to be answering what fear, what is holding you back from being an entrepreneur? What is holding you from living the dreams that you want to live? What is holding you from living life on your own terms? So during this webinar, as it is a free event, and this is an opportunity to find out what Power Pack Success Coaching Program is all about, what these 4 coaches, what kind of value and experience they have, what are they bringing to the table. But most of all, it's an opportunity to take the first step and take that big leap and jump into your life by taking control and living life on your own terms. We are telling fear to get out of the way because we're stepping into freedom. We're telling fear to get out of the way because we have much more to offer this world than anything that can prevent us from doing it. And 2015 is the year to do so, because it's the year of great expectation. It's the year that we are saying enough is enough. No more are we allowing anyone or anything to stop us from living out how we want to live our lives. As working for someone else, I would not be able to take the opportunity for a 3-day seminar here in Boca Raton to enjoy this experience, to be imparted upon by Kelly, as well as to connect with like-minded people. And it's just a great opportunity. I love, love, love being an entrepreneur. And there are challenges. Even this week I had a challenge technically, from my device not working properly to one of my email accounts being crashed. But yet then again, the joy of waking up in the morning to know that I have an opportunity that God has given me to impart on someone's life, the opportunity to help someone realize that they have much more to give to this world. We all have a gift and a talent that the world is waiting for. So don't allow anyone to stop you or hold you from living life in your own terms. Come and join us at the Power Pack Success Coaching Program as our webinar is September 22nd on a Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then our Fast Track 1-day intensive workshop is taking place October 24th, 2015, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale. If you would like more information about this, once again, check out all our social media platforms. Check out all the business coaches. They will have information about these events taking place. I look forward to helping you guys to realize that your time is here. Your time is now. Great expectations in 2015, but most of all, learn to live life on your own terms. My name is Fayla DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Enjoy this weekend, as I know I'm ready to get back into this retreat and get some more things imparted in me so I can come back into the world full and energized, but most of all, making great connections and more business opportunities and partners. You guys take care. Enjoy. Bye-bye.